far as the game went, it was a game that we didn't accomplish certainly the things that we'd set out to accomplish. I thought that we had some good performances from some players, not enough of them. There was a lot of areas that we certainly need to improve upon.
Commander Kane said it was a terrible review. Is that too harsh, or would you agree with that?
I don't think that there would be too many players or anybody that would think that it's something they would be proud of being part of in that game.
Why does this happen?
You know, I think that is something that we're going to deal with tomorrow, and I'm not going to make excuses for us. I respect the question, but I think that it's something that players have to look towards, something we discussed after the first.
You won't make an excuse, but is it possible that with an 8-game preseason that players, especially veteran guys, get a little muddy on when they need to kind of turn it on and start to crank it up?
Well, sometimes those are things that happen in preseason. That's where, to me, you have to find your inner strength and you have to find a way to resolve those things. Those are things that you have to do. It's a long season, yes, but I can't say that. Our job is to perform, and that's how we're judged. And that's everybody, coaches, players. And, you know, I think it would be a hard game to look at and say, we put our best foot forward in this game.
Joshua Morrissey, that looks, I'll ask you, does he do some things already at a big league caliber?
For me, I thought he competed. When you watch Josh play, you can see that he plays with passion, regardless of the game. He plays to win, and you can see that he's engaged in the game. And I thought he was very good in the game.
Does this game raise concerns about facing Minnesota 6 times during the regular season, or is it so atypical in your view that maybe it's not?
No, I don't believe this game does that. I think sometimes you get caught looking at the roster and you think, well, this will be an easier game than we think, and then you get led down the path where you think it's going to be an easy game and you'll have success, and then you don't have success. You can't have success until you give the work that's provided, game in and game out. There is no easy way to win games, even when you have less in the lineup.
Kane trying to fight in the third, do you like that intensity, or do you prefer to start spending folks on?
I think he just showed that he wasn't happy, you know, so I think that was an okay move. Do I like it? I think it was, just wasn't happy that happened to his linemate.
What did you think of the hit on Scheifele in that?
Well, I didn't like it. They got the 2-minute minor for elbow. Could have been a 4 or more. Possibly, but you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to make that judgment call on the referee.
I'm more concerned with him having concussions in the past and getting concerned.
Was I concerned with him physically, like for him? Yes, but he got up and just played. I thought he was pretty resilient in that play because it could have been a lot worse.
You haven't really liked to have a tough guy in your lineup all the time. Is that maybe a part of moving to the West that you might have to adopt, especially if you have a young guy like Scheifele or Trouba in your lineup where people are going to be testing all the time?
Well, I think there's a place for a tough player as long as he can play. And I think you have to deal with team toughness, and you have to play the game with passion and will. And that's any team that's going to have success, that's what you're going to have to play with. And that will is going to be measured in a lot of different ways. But that's really, at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of that, West or East, and you're going to have to be prepared to play.
Thanks, guys.